Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. There Is No Place for Us, Working and Homeless in America, by Brian Goldstone examines a defining contradiction of contemporary life in the United States. Millions of people work hard and still cannot secure stable housing. Drawing on reporting and the lived experiences of families caught between paychecks and rising rents, the book frames homelessness not as a personal failure, but as an outcome of structural pressures. It highlights how low wages, unpredictable schedules, medical bills, family crises, and debt collide with a housing market shaped by shortages and escalating costs. Goldstone pays close attention to the emotional toll of instability, including the strain on parents, children, and relationships when everyday life becomes a logistical battle for safety and privacy. By situating individual stories within broader economic and policy contexts, the book invites readers to rethink common assumptions about who becomes homeless and why, and to consider what meaningful solutions would require in an era of widespread housing insecurity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the new face of homelessness, working people priced out. A central focus of the book is the reality that employment no longer guarantees a place to live. Goldstone explores how people with jobs still cycle through cars, motels, shelters, and overcrowded apartments because housing costs outpace pay. The issue is not simply insufficient effort. It is the math of rent, transportation, childcare, and food in an economy where many jobs are low-paid and unstable. The book highlights how a single missed shift, reduced hours, or unexpected fee can trigger a chain reaction. Late rent leads to eviction, eviction damages future rental prospects, and families fall into a maze of temporary arrangements. This topic also challenges stereotypes that homelessness is limited to those outside the workforce. Instead, it shows how ordinary workers, including parents trying to keep routines for their children, are squeezed by a system that demands continuous payment but provides little margin for setbacks. By emphasizing the gap between income and housing, the narrative reframes homelessness as a widespread risk embedded in today's labor and housing markets. Secondly, housing scarcity and the affordability trap. The book connects personal instability to structural housing scarcity and the way affordability is constructed in many cities. Goldstone examines how limited supply at the low end of the market forces renters to compete for a shrinking number of units, while rent increases, fees, and strict screening criteria shut out families with imperfect credit or past evictions. Even when people find a unit, the arrangement can be precarious, month-to-month leases, unsafe conditions, and the constant threat of displacement. This topic also considers how the private rental market sets the terms, leaving households with few protections when landlords sell, renovate, or raise prices. When shelter becomes a commodity in short supply, those with the least bargaining power pay the most in stress, time, and instability. The book underscores that affordability is not only about headline rent levels. It includes deposits, application costs, utilities, transportation to jobs, and the financial penalty of moving repeatedly. The result is an affordability trap where families spend so much on survival that they cannot build savings, making one disruption enough to push them into homelessness. Thirdly, the hidden costs of instability for families and children. Goldstone gives sustained attention to what homelessness looks like when it happens to families, especially children. Housing instability is not only a logistical crisis, it is a developmental and emotional burden. The book describes how parents try to preserve normalcy through school attendance, meals, and bedtime routines while juggling shelter rules, long commutes, and constant uncertainty. Children may face interrupted schooling, lost friendships, and the stress of living in crowded or unfamiliar spaces, all of which can affect learning and well-being. For parents, the pressure can be relentless. Managing paperwork, caseworker appointments, and transportation while maintaining employment, often without reliable childcare. The topic highlights how systems designed to help can unintentionally add strain, requiring families to prove need repeatedly, meet rigid requirements, and navigate long waitlists. It also explores the way instability corrodes time and attention, making it harder to pursue better jobs, training, or healthcare. By centering family life, the book broadens the public understanding of homelessness beyond visible street encampments to the quieter, more common forms of displacement that unfold behind closed doors. Fourthly, labor precarity, low wages, and the survival economy. Another important theme is how labor precarity intensifies housing risk. Goldstone examines the realities of work that is seasonal, scheduled at the last minute, or paid at levels that cannot cover local rents. Even full-time employment can be undermined by unpredictable hours, lack of paid sick time, and minimal benefits. When illness, injury, or a family emergency arises, missing work can mean losing income and sometimes the job itself, with immediate consequences for housing. The book also looks at the survival economy that grows around insecurity, high interest loans, overdraft fees, late payment penalties, and other financial products that extract money from people who have little cushion. transportation costs, car repairs, and childcare can become decisive factors in whether someone can stay housed. This topic shows that homelessness is often produced by the interaction of low wages and volatile expenses, not by a single catastrophic event. By linking work conditions to housing outcomes, the book encourages readers to see policy debates about minimum wage, scheduling practices, and benefits as directly connected to homelessness prevention. Lastly, what meaningful solutions require, from emergency aid to structural change, the book distinguishes between short-term responses and the deeper changes needed to reduce homelessness among working people. Goldstone explores how emergency systems, such as shelters and temporary assistance, can keep families afloat, but often fail to provide durable exits because affordable housing is scarce and wages remain insufficient. This topic addresses the limits of approaches that emphasize individual responsibility without changing the underlying conditions that cause displacement. It points toward the importance of policies that expand affordable housing, strengthen tenant protections, and provide income supports that match real living costs. The narrative also highlights how administrative hurdles, fragmented services, and long waits can undermine help, suggesting that solutions must be easier to access and designed around the realities of work and family life. A key idea is prevention. Keeping people housed is generally less disruptive and less costly than responding after eviction. By placing human stories alongside systemic analysis, the book prompts readers to evaluate solutions not by rhetoric, but by whether they change the basic equation: the availability of stable housing at prices workers can afford, paired with economic security that can withstand inevitable life shocks. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want a grounded understanding of homelessness beyond headlines, policymakers, advocates, students, and anyone who assumes a job should guarantee stability. It is also valuable for landlords, employers, and community leaders who shape local housing and labor conditions, because it shows how everyday rules and incentives can push families toward displacement. The benefit is practical and moral. Readers gain a clearer map of how eviction, wage volatility, fees, and housing scarcity interact, which helps replace blame with insight and make civic conversations more informed. By focusing on working families, the book can change how readers think about security in their own lives, highlighting how thin the margin can be and why prevention matters. Compared with similar books that treat homelessness mainly as a street-level phenomenon or as an individual pathology, Goldstone's approach emphasizes structural causes while keeping the human stakes front and center. That combination makes it worth buying. It equips readers with a more accurate framework for understanding the crisis and evaluating solutions, while remaining accessible through concrete, lived experience rather than abstract theory alone. If you would like to support Brian Goldstone, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.